Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Skip Lockwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Ward reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Romano moves to second. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is hit by the pitch. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockwood moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Lockwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Romano reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for John Buzzard. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockwood hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Orlando Peña now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockwood fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Romano is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin pinch runs for John Romano. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry bunts towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Wills moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Buford moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to home to get Buford. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockwood strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.